This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 9th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm and sunny day across most of Israel today. In Tel Aviv, clear skies with a light breeze. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures with plenty of sunshine. Elsewhere, Haifa is experiencing a pleasant day with a few clouds. Perfect weather to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a fragile truce between Iran and the United States is at risk as Israel strikes Lebanon, according to France 24, just in. Also, local leaders in the north demand decisive action against Hezbollah, according to Walla from earlier this hour. Also this hour, reports suggest the Strait of Hormuz is blocked amid ongoing Israeli strikes in Beirut, Israel Hayom reports earlier today. Separately, former President Trump states Hezbollah in Lebanon is not part of the Iran ceasefire deal, as reported by JNS from earlier today. And finally, the Strait of Hormuz closure follows Israeli Air Force operations in Lebanon, according to Iranian news sources. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Yacobi, a Middle East analyst, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. and Israel did not strike Iran. It seems a Gulf nation may have acted in response to Iran's violations. OSINT 613, an intelligence analyst, noted earlier today that a strike on Iran's Lavan oil refinery was not by the U.S. or Israel, hinting at Gulf state involvement. Ted O'Brien, an Australian politician, welcomed the news of a two-week ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the escalating tensions, France 24 reports that Tehran has threatened renewed hostilities. This follows Israeli strikes in Lebanon, undermining a two-week truce. The potential for escalation remains high, impacting regional stability. Turning to the north, Walla reports that local leaders demand the disbandment of Hezbollah. They caution against a partial ceasefire, urging the IDF to continue its operations. This reflects a broader concern for long-term security in the region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom notes that the Strait of Hormuz is reportedly blocked. This comes amidst ongoing strikes in Beirut. The blockage could severely affect global oil supply, heightening economic pressures. Separately, JNS highlights Trump's comments clarifying that Hezbollah is not part of the ceasefire with Iran. This underscores the complexity of the truce and potential for broader conflict. That strike comes hours after the Israeli Air Force targeted Hezbollah positions, as reported by Iranian sources. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz further escalates the situation, with significant implications for maritime trade. Turning to business and markets. First, Oracle's sudden mass layoffs affect up to 30,000 employees globally, as CTEC reports. The impact on Israel's workforce remains uncertain. Separately, Israel Hayom discusses the critical role of urban renewal in Israel. This initiative aims not just for development, but also for enhancing security and resilience. And finally, Ynet Business reports that ScaleOps has raised $130 million in a Series C funding round. This highlights growing demand for cloud and AI infrastructure automation. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.